Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, Patriots, to another episode of The Savage Truth. I am your host, Cicely Davis, and always, as usual, I am super excited to be with you. Thank you so much for joining me. If you are new to the channel, if this is your first time tuning in, then by all means, you picked a perfect episode to join me. I welcome you. Thank you so very much for making the decision to tune in. Thank you for joining me in the conversation. I'm going to ask you to just sit back, relax, enjoy, have an opinion, nod, disagree, thumbs up, thumb down. That's okay. But tell someone else about the show. Bring them back with you next time. Now, for those of you who are returning, the loyalists, the ride or dies, I thank you as usual for joining me for yet another episode and joining in on the conversation. I could not do this without you. Thank you so very much for your support. Now, whether you're new or returning, I have an ask, and it is always this, and it will always be this, to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube as we get into this week's haps. There's a lot going on. Now, this is a tragedy. It's something that everyone's talked about. Everyone's heard this past weekend. In addition to the turmoil that is going on in the Middle East, we've had a tragedy, and this particularly is quite close to home because it happened here in Minnesota. You've all heard about it. Certainly have probably read about it or heard that we've had a tragedy. Looks like it was politically motivated. Vance Luther Bolter, age 57, of Green Isle, Minnesota, has been charged by federal complaint with the stalking and murder of former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, as well as stalking and the attempted murder of State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Now, federal authorities did announce that this past Monday. Now, according to court documents, during the early hours of June 14th of this year, Bolter carried out a premeditated attack targeting Minnesota elected officials. He was armed with multiple firearms and dressed in body armor. And what Bolter did was he disguised himself as a law enforcement officer and first drove to Senator Hoffman's home first. Posing as police, he knocked on the door. Now, when the Hoffmans actually answered the door, they became suspicious upon seeing Bolter's face mask and attempted to actually shut the door. Bolter responded by firing several shots, critically wounding both individuals. He then proceeded to the residence of two additional lawmakers, but was unable to make any contact. Now, Bolter next arrived at the Brooklyn Park home of Representative Hoffman. Police, already alerted to the earlier shooting, were conducting a welfare check and encountered Bolter outside the residence, standing near a black Ford Explorer outfitted with police-style lights. Moments later, Bolter opened fire on the home, striking Mr. Hortman multiple times before forcing entry and shooting Representative Hortman altogether. Now, despite officers' attempt to administer aid, both victims succumbed to their injuries, unfortunately. Now, we have heard since then that he has been charged and brought to court, but Bolter did flee the scene on foot after abandoning his vehicle. And a subsequent search for the SUV uncovered five firearms, including assault-style rifles, a large cache of ammunition, and several notebooks containing handwritten details of dozens of Minnesota state and federal officials, many with whom had home addresses that were listed on that in his handwriting. Now, a coordinated two-day manhunt involving federal, state, and local authorities led to Bolter's capture, thank God. Around 9:15 p.m. on the 15th, he was located in a field roughly 1 mile from his very home in Green Isle and taken into custody without any further incident. I mean, this is what it's like, you know, living in the state of Minnesota, and unfortunately, it has spread into the suburbs. This is what it's like to live in a blue state where the taxes are sky high, the crime rates are higher, and the political leadership is so progressive, they've circled all the way back to chaos. And that's what it's like here in Minnesota right now. It is absolute chaos. In Minnesota, you can now witness firsthand what happens when the state spends more time worrying about banning plastic straws than protecting public officials from being hunted in their own homes. Now, I don't care what side you vote on, okay? I don't care what side you lean to. No one should die because of their political beliefs, okay? Who needs law and order when you've got diversity, equity, and inclusion slogans painted across city streets? Apparently, according to Minnesota and some other deep blue states, criminals feel included too, especially when they're dressed like cops and on a mission to carry out political assassinations. But in all seriousness, folks, because this is a loss, this is a tragedy. Lives were lost. What happened to Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, along with Senator Hoffman and his wife, is more than just a crime. Like I said, it's a tragedy that underscores how far we've slipped as a society. That's what it's reflected. This wasn't random violence. This was absolutely targeted. It was premeditated, and it was absolutely politically driven. Now, whether you agree or not with someone's policies or not, their politics or not, we used to live in a country where disagreements didn't end in gunfire. And we need to get back to that. We've lost a sense of basic human decency when public servants, no matter their party, are gunned down in their own homes. It's a sign, folks, that something foundational has broken in our culture. In all seriousness, the decline in safety and civility in blue states like Minnesota isn't just anecdotal. It's institutional. It is fundamental. Leadership at the city, the state, and even federal levels has been asleep at the wheel, distracted by performative politics while real threats grow unchecked. Law enforcement agencies are demoralized. They're also defunded and demonized. And when criminals feel emboldened enough to masquerade as cops and carry out politically motivated executions, it's clear that no one, and I mean no one, is truly safe, whether you're on the right, the left, or in the center. This isn't the America we were promised. It's not the America I know. It's not the America you want or desire. It's not the America you want to raise children in. And it certainly isn't one we should accept. We need real leadership, as we have leadership with backbone, common sense, and the will to restore peace and order. Every agency with an acronym, FBI, DHS, DOJ, even local PDs, need to remember their first duty is to protect American citizens. Enough with the grandstanding and virtue signaling. We need accountability. We need justice. And we need a serious return to law and order before more lives are needlessly lost in the name of political extremism and societal decay. Now, moving on, we need to talk about Minnesota, because I'm here. And this is, again, even if these people did not identify like I did politically, this is a tragedy, and it affects me because it's my home state, okay? Because Minnesota, at one time, once upon a time, was known as the Star of the North, a proud, thriving state with clean streets, strong families, vibrant small businesses, and a sense of community that felt distinctly American. And even though it was ghastly blue-leaning, as it always has been, it still was a state of law and order in spite of its Democrat tendencies. It was at least safe. It was thriving, and it thrived in business and in education. We had extremely good, we had such high quality healthcare and healthcare access, a place of clean, clear waters, a great state to raise a family, to hunt and to fish and to observe wetlands, wildlife preserves, and walk into a bar, have a beer, and leave with new friends. Fast forward to today, and the once beautiful land of 10,000 lakes is starting to resemble something closer to a third world cautionary tale than a beacon of Midwestern excellence. Now, since the death of George Floyd in 2020 and the rise of the Biden-Harris administration shortly thereafter, Minnesota has become the left sandbox of radical experimentation. Sacrificing safety, sacrificing sanity and sovereignty all in the name of progress. Let's be honest, okay? Let's be savagely truthful here. The decline is more than some slow, unfortunate byproduct of policy missteps. It's also deliberate, okay? The state's declaration of sanctuary status opened the floodgates to lawlessness, while radical transgender ideology is now prioritized over parental rights and basic biology in our public schools. Meanwhile, violent crime has skyrocketed across Minnesota, across Minneapolis and the suburbs, as you heard from this past weekend, and honest, hardworking families are being left defenseless. The so-called governor, Tim Walz, and his administration have stood by. When they're not busy managing or mismanaging funds or looking the other way as millions in COVID relief fraud vanished into thin air. What's more, under the guise of equity, the state has become a haven for left. Well, theft, financial and moral. Billions in tax dollars are unaccounted for, spent recklessly, or outright stolen, with little to no accountability from the people elected to safeguard Minnesota's future. Crime is met with excuses instead of consequences. Drug use, homelessness, and open disorder are no longer problems to fix, but lifestyles to accommodate. And while everyday Minnesotans struggle to afford groceries, fuel, and safe neighborhoods, Democrat leaders hold press conferences to virtual signal about climate change and gender ideology while the state burns all around us. This past weekend's targeted political assassinations should be a wake-up call to every Minnesotan who still believe in law and order and freedom. And remember this, come election time, we are not witnessing isolated incidents. We are watching the fallout of years of broken leadership, radical policies, and a total abandonment of the values that built this state. If we do not demand change, real, conservative, accountable leadership, Minnesota will continue to spiral. It's time to take our state back from the radicals, restore sanity, and fight for the safety and future of the next generation. Now, this final segment is about some foolery on a totally different level, okay? Now, this is, brace yourself for this, folks, okay? This is when art meets idiocy. Did you hear about this? There's a tourist who actually sat on a piece of art in a chair. Let me tell you about it. So just when you thought the week couldn't get any more unhinged, along comes a tourist, God help us all, who decided that what the world really needed was his backside planted firmly on a Swarovski crystal studded Van Gogh chair. Rick, play the video. Yes, you heard that right. And as you can see, this wasn't your grandma's, you know, glider at the Cracker Barrel. This was a luxury homage to one of the greatest artists in history, decked out in thousands of crystals, painstakingly assembled to honor Vincent himself. And what did our brave cultural crusader do? He sat on it. What gave him the inclination? He sat on it. Full weight, like it was a folding chair at a backyard barbecue. Naturally, the piece collapsed in a glittery avalanche, and the museum staff were left picking up what little remained of both the art and human dignity. Now, thousands of Swarovski crystals, hundreds of hours of craftsmanship, and one doofus guy with the thought, yeah, this looks like a good place to sit. I literally cannot. But in all seriousness, I say this as someone who values both culture and common sense. Art matters, folks. It matters. It's not just petty decorations for Instagram selfies or TikTok backgrounds, okay? It's legacy. It's storytelling. It's beauty. And when a priceless piece of artistic craftsmanship is destroyed because this mulch for brains decided to, he needed a rest, it says something about how little we respect the treasures of civilization. Maybe if museums added a diversity, equity, inclusion sticker to the artwork, people would finally treat it with some reverence. Or maybe, just maybe, we should start teaching folks that not everything is a seat. Some things are sacred, like freedom, family, and for heaven's sake, a crystal-covered Van Gogh that was clearly not a recliner. And that is a savage truth. And now, in honor of 250 years of the American Army and 79 exceptional years, happy birthday, President Trump, we're going to pay homage to the American Army. Rick, play the video.
He boldly proclaimed, "They've got us surrounded again, the poor bastards. This is the fighting spirit and unyielding force of the U.S. Army. It has never changed, and it will never, ever change, because there is no earthly force more powerful than the brave heart of a U.S. infantryman or an Army Ranger, paratrooper, or Green Beret. They are the best. They are the finest. From Bunker Hill to San Juan Hill, from Gettysburg to Guadalcanal, from Yorktown to Shiloh, and from the trenches of the Argonne to the mountains of Afghanistan, the Army has forged a legacy of unmatched courage, untold sacrifice, and unequaled and undying glory. Our soldiers have poured out their blood by the bucketful on Missionary Ridge and Heartbreak Ridge, on the sands of Sicily, Normandy, and the Philippines, and on the dusty streets of Da Nang, Baghdad, and Fallujah. Thanks to their extraordinary service and devotion, 250 years later, America stands tall, America stands proud, and America stands free. We're the hottest country in the world right now, and our country will soon be greater and stronger than ever before. Down through history, we've been blessed beyond words by this valiant legion of Army warriors and patriots, heroes and legends. And tonight, we affirm with unwavering certainty that in the years ahead and in every generation hence, whenever duty calls and whatever danger comes, the American soldier will be there.
Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, to be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.